Hi, folks. This is the News from Slothville podcast. I'd like to thank you for tuning in again. It's been a long break, and I had some issues come up that kept me away from the podcast for a while. I am sorry for the break. Within the future, to avoid long breaks like this, I will be switching back and forth from the improvised story format that I have been doing to a shorter, more of a news-like, news from Slothville from that day or that week type format, whereas the podcast would only last 3 to 4 minutes as opposed to the 15 to 20 minute story format. The goal for me is to get as much content out to you as possible, and that is something I have been failing on recently due to other demands. But it's also something I'm going to work on. So I thank all of you for sticking with this podcast, and please give me suggestions as to how to make it better. And once again, tell your friends about it if you like it. Now, today I am going to do another story-type podcast, another spontaneous, improvised, on-the-spot story. Now, how this works, I start out with an idea. I start out with the character that I want to talk about and a general idea of what I want to talk about, and then I go from there and fill in the blanks on the spot. And, you know, it's up to you to tell me if it works or not. So, thanks for listening, and without any further delay, let's get to it. Welcome to the News from Slothville. I am your host and humble narrator, your reporter from all tomorrow's news today. Well, in today's edition of the News from Slothville, I would like to talk about the Happy Child Orphanage, and specifically about its founder, Mrs. Goodhart. Mrs. Goodhart is a true Slothville original, one of the few people now who have been in town literally since the founding of the town. Mrs. Goodhart is hundreds of years old. Now, this is not altogether a startling thing in Slothville. It's not so strange that people talk about it on the street, but she is one of the older members, the older residents of town. Mrs. Goodhart fills a very special role in Slothville, a very important role, one that without her would see a lot of stray children running around the streets unloved. Mrs. Goodhart is Slothville's mother figure. You know, you might say that the overwhelming need for a mother figure in Slothville in those early days conjured Mrs. Goodhart, that she was created in response to the need for someone, for a great feminine entity, a great mother, to love the unloved, to feed the hungry, to clothe the naked, and to wash the dirty. Because there was no one in Slothville in those days to do that. And there was an ever-growing crop of motherless and fatherless children that needed tending to. And as a result, Mrs. Goodhart arrived. Now, Slothville in those early days, shortly after its creation, was much more of an anarchic place than it is today. It was a lawless area in the valley that drew the outcast of society. It drew those who could not function in polite, normal society there. There was some magic emanating from the lake. There was some mysticism. And they came, drawn like flies and mosquitoes to lights. They came to Slothville, and they made their homes there. The robber clowns of the famous Desolate Dan's troupe, runaway circus refugees, pirates, and others of ill repute, they all came, and they met, and they formed a society. And this society was one of whimsy, and it was one of wonder, but it was one of no structure and no rules. It was quite amoral in the beginning. And there was, as today, there was no government structure, but unlike today, anarchy ruled the streets then. Now, there was no violence. There were fisticuffs thrown from time to time. But there was no one to enforce any kind of rules to mind the children that kept being born, that kept appearing. For when Desolate Dan's robber clowns met with the ladies of the night, who always showed up in places like Slothville, and when they met with the circus refugees who had run away from various unethical or shady circus promotions, romances bloomed and children were born. And more often than not, those children found themselves on the streets of Slothville with no one minding them. And it became more and more of a problem. And thus, one day, in response to this great need, Mother Goodheart walked out of the very lake itself. Now, this was written in history. People witnessed this. Desolate Dan's actual clowns witnessed this tall woman clad in a soaking wet black dress littered with algae and weeds from the lake and long dark hair. They witnessed her coming out of the waters itself and walking towards them, her hands raised in a form of benediction. And they knew right away she was some sort of sorceress. She was some sort of magical figure, and they fell on their knees before her. And the great clown himself, Desolate Dan, walked up to her somewhat fearfully. And for Desolate Dan to experience even an iota, even a second of fear, that was something into itself, for Desolate Dan was quite fearless. But walking towards this lady who had come out of the lake, he experienced a moment of fear, for he knew he was dealing with some sort of dema, if not complete goddess. And so he welcomed her. He welcomed her in the only way he could. He removed his tattered hat. He took off his clown nose he was wearing. He removed the corncob pipe from his mouth and he bowed. And he said, "Welcome, lady, to our town, to our valley. How may we serve you?" And she told him that she had been called. She had been called because there were too many unloved. There were too many children that had no parents. And it was her duty to remedy that. And Dan agreed with her. He knew this had been a problem for a long time, but it was a problem that no one had addressed. And so he asked her what she needed to fix this, and together the two of them worked to build the Happy Child Orphanage. Dan supplying the gold and the building materials, and Mother Goodheart supplying her tireless work and recruiting others to help her. And over time, over the years, she met a man who she judged good enough to be her companion in this venture, and she married. And this man's name is unknown to history, but it was not Goodheart. Her name was Goodheart. And he would forever after that call himself Mr. Goodheart, but it was her name first. And so Mrs. Goodheart built the Happy Child Orphanage, and the formerly street children were brought into the orphanage. And they were educated, they were given clean clothes, and they were served hot, good food. And they grew, and they grew, and they stayed in the orphanage until they reached manhood or womanhood, upon which they were released into the streets of Slothville, into the wide world, to make their way as they could. But over the years, of course, this would come to mean different things. In the 18th century, being released into the wide world to make your way held a different meaning than it does today in this age of technology, in this age of specialization. So today, when children from the Goodheart Orphanage are released, it's often with fear, because they are leaving the only home they've ever known. They are leaving this place of warmth and love, and they are going out into a world they do not understand. But some go on to do great things. Felda Norris was one of those children. Happy Henry was one of those children. Indeed, the mayor of Slothfield today, the man with the cleft in his chin, he was one of those children. And for all those successes, for all of them, there is another one, another child, who disappears into the fabric of the world, who becomes lost in the wilderness of this life. And Mrs. Goodhart aches for each and every one of these children. She remembers their names, all of them. She remembers their appearance. She remembers their favorite foods. She remembers them. And they are on her mind always. But she is there. And she will probably always be there. The Happy Child Orphanage. And there is not as many orphans today, thankfully. Slothville is a much calmer place these days. It's a more mundane place, a more tame place. But they still come. They still arrive. And it has long been thought, it's been theorized, that Mrs. Goodhart has some sort of agreement with the Children of Dan, the strange underground cult, that sometimes she takes their children in. And that sometimes she gives them children to train. Suffice to say that there are children in the Happy Child Orphanage who are not what the rest of the world would call normal. There are some children there, the obvious offspring of the reclusive satyr Farmer John, who have horns protruding from their forehead, which Mrs. Goodhart takes pains to assure them they do not have to cover up. They do not have to wear hats. They do not have to grow their hair long and wear it over the horns. She assures them they will be accepted for who they are. There are other children in the Happy Child Orphanage who can do things that no one else can do, who can move things with their minds, who can disappear and then reappear in random locations throughout the orphanage. They're strange children, children who are more than human. But she looks after all these children, as is her job, as is her role, as is her duty, as is her very reason for being. And she raises them to 16 or 17 and gives them all the love and all the food and all the raising that she can. And then she releases them into the world and hopes for the best. And sometimes the best happens. Other times it does not. Sometimes the worst happens. But she gives them chances. She gives them chances that they would not have otherwise. This reporter is in the way of knowing that one day Mrs. Goodhart will leave Slothville. One day she will return to the lake. She will walk into it. And she will never be seen again. But I do not know the time, and I do not know the date, and I do not know the hour. I hope, I pray, that it is a very long time from now. For the children of Slothville need her. The future leaders of this world need her. We all need our Earth Mother. Our mother goddess, our mother figure. We all need Mrs. Goodhart. That's the news from Slothville. Thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed it. Check back tomorrow. I'm going to try to put up more material on a more constant basis, on a daily basis. Thanks for listening, folks. See you later.